Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming, wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 19th, 2026. That's AB5, 5787, in accordance with the solar lunar calendar that Supreme inspired. Now we are ready to go with Zephaniah. This is the ninth in a series of 12 called the 12. Zephaniah means originator, eternal originator stores. So verse 1 says, eternal originator statement. There was to originator conveys son, originator strengthened son, great originator son, my dark son, originator stores. That's Zephaniah. And don't think I got this one right. Let's go with this here. Copy. So, originator stores, eternal originator stores is what it should read. In the days of praise originator, that's Judah's ruler, builder's son, originator, made fire. Verse 2, eternal originator, communication. I will gather all from the surfaces of the ground. He is absolutely in control. He is not controlling, not manipulating, but he is totally in control. Verse 3, I will gather human and animal. I will gather skies, flower, and seas, fish. The overthrow masses with criminals. That's what we have, is a almost 100% population of criminals on this planet. I will cut pledge with the human from surfaces of the ground. So those few he's working with, he will get started with the process of their being converted in due time. So verse 4 says, I will extend my hand over praise originator, that's Judah, and over all those inhabiting success legacy, that is phonetically Jerusalem. I will cut the Lord's remnant, that's Baal's remnant, from this locale. So if you're one of the Lord's people, he's going to finish you off. He has no use for Baal and the worshipers of Baal. And he says, not only will he cut the Lord's remnant from this locale, but the black-robed ones. Interestingly, he says that, and that is what these people do, is was lead with the dark, evil things with religious leaders. So, verse 5, they revere both skies group on housetop. That's pagan totally to the core. They revere guaranteeing to eternal originator and guaranteeing to their ruler. Verse 6, those turned from eternal originator are those who seek not eternal originator nor request him. All fakes and phonies. Verse 7, you must be silent from my controller, that's Adonai, eternal originator, that's Yahweh's faces. Eternal originator's day is near. That's a terrible time, by the way. Eternal originator prepares a slaughter. He distinguishes his distinguished ones. Verse 8, it will happen in eternal originator's slaughter day. I will take care of officials. That's not a healthy thing. Taking care of officials is death, exterminating them. Ruler's sons and all clothed in foreign clothes, I will take care of all leaping over threshold in that day. Ones filling their controller's place with violence and deceit. Isn't that interesting? People in foreign clothes, that's a tremendous number of people in this country. They are not to be here, and he will not allow that. I will take care of all leaping over threshold in that day. Ones filling their controller's place with violence, and that taking care of is death. It will happen in that day, and eternal originator's communication will be a sound of a cry from Fishgate, a wailing from Double, and great breaking from the hill. Verse 11, you inhabitants of Deep Hollow will wail. He destroyed all sacred cities, people. They cut off all silver bearers. Verse 12, it will happen in that time. I will search success legacy with the lamps. I will take care of the men thickened on their settlings who say in their heart, eternal originator will not please or displease. Just complete rebellion turned upside down, stubborn nonsense. Verse 13, their wealth is for plunder and their houses for devastation. They will build houses and will not inhabit them. They will plant vineyards and not drink their wine. Verse 14, eternal originator's great day is near, not far away at all, less than 3 years. Eternal originator's day's sound is very sudden. Strong one's cry of bitterness is there. Verse 15, that day is day of outpouring, day of trouble and anguish. Day of devastation and desolation, day of misery and calamity, day of cloud and murkiness. Verse 16, day of horn and alarm in fortified towns and high corners. Verse 17, I will bring misery to the humans. They will go like the blind. They miss the target for eternal originator. Their bloods will be poured out like soil, and their intestines like dung. Verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them in the day of eternal originator's outpouring. All the earth will be engulfed in his zeal's blaze. He will accomplish completion of one terrifying all inhabiting the planet. He's certainly going to take care of all the evil ones and start his empire with a lot different way of conducting business. So we must flee idolatry, morality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be renovated now or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life. And we will come back to Zephaniah 2 tomorrow.